Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This ASAP video is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcast. Today I'm in Adrian, Michigan with Ronnie McKeefery. Ronnie, welcome to our podcast. This is the first time we've had you on, and I've seen you as a speaker several places and also know that you spent some time down at the University of South Florida. You spent some time at the University of Tennessee with the Vols. You've done some stuff with the NFL teams, and you're presently the head strength and conditioning coach at Eastern Michigan down in Ypsilanti, Michigan. So welcome to our podcast.
Ed, thanks for having me, man. This is a great honor to listen to the podcast and, you know, awesome show, and excited to be part of it.
Yeah, well, Coach, if you could tell us a little bit about what's going on at Eastern Michigan these days with the, I know you guys got some early bird programs going on and you're getting those guys fired up and going.
Yeah, well, we're right knee deep in the summer training right now, and you know, our guys come back in May. The summer school starts early May for us, which is a little bit different than most places, and so between the discretionary period and our training, our 8-week program, they've been rolling and it's been a lot of fun. But this is going into year three for us on the field. First year we redshirted pretty much everybody. Last year we only had a handful of seniors that had been through the program, and so we're real excited about this upcoming season.
All right, and the first game is coming up in September?
Yep, late early September, first week of September.
Who do you got?
Mississippi Valley State opening up with.
All right, yeah.
And then we get non-conference. We got UNC Charlotte and Wyoming, and we got Missouri as well, non-conference.
Mississippi Valley State, I think one of the greatest NFL players of all time came out of there, didn't he? I think, was it, or am I wrong about Jerry Rice?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure.
I'll have to double check that. I'd make sure I'm okay. I'll have to talk to Teddy Lambert.
He's not on the field when we play.
Correct. But yeah, you better hope not. Well, Ronnie, I know you got your CEO strength coach book and booklet, and you got some DVDs and things. Tell us a little bit about when it went into the setup of that and about your book.
I appreciate that. Yeah, CEO strength coach, it was kind of a labor of love. It's something that's kind of, I think every strength coach has a book in them. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think, you know, especially being probably a low C student in English, that I would ever write a book. But, you know, long story short, I had a pipe break in a condo that was above ours, and it stuck me in a hotel for about 6 months. And so in those 6 months, I needed to find something to do and started writing. And my goal was to write a book that I really wanted to have when I was getting into the field. And so, you know, what I've learned through almost 20 years in this business is that to be a success, because I was driven by becoming a success in whatever I've done in my whole life. But as a strength coach, I wanted to be a success as well. Early in my career, I looked around and said, who were the successful strength coaches? What were they doing? And they were, you know, they were not only just great technicians, great teachers, but they were managing. They had created trees of strength coaches and mentored coaches, and they were the forward thinkers of the profession. They were the ones that were constantly sharpening the sword and pushing the envelope and things like that. And so, I landed on, after I read a book called E Myth Revisited, that was a business book, but they're talking about, you know, a successful business owner is a great technician. You know, they're a cupcake maker. They bake a great cupcake. You know, well, when they, you know, when you do that, then all of a sudden the next natural progression is that you want to go and own your own cupcake shop. Just like as a strength coach, your next natural progression is to want to be a head strength coach. And when you do, you find yourself not being as much of a technician as maybe what you loved and why you got in the field, but you find yourself managing time, people, and resources. And that's challenging, because we didn't take management classes in exercise science. You know, our exercise science degrees. We didn't take business classes, how to manage our budget, professional budget. And then you if you're going to stay in this field for any period of time, you have to be entrepreneurial. You have to be forward thinking. You have to create some multiple streams of income. You have to make sure that you put yourself in a position, your family in a position, to where you can survive periods of transition. And so that's the premise of the book, to be those three things, and stories from my career and others. You know, it's been well received, and And it's been a fun project.
So CEO strength coach, if somebody wanted to, you know, we got a lot of listeners on our podcast. If somebody wanted to pick up your information, how would they go about getting that that book or finding out more about you?
It's completely on Amazon. You know, it was a number one bestseller, which was crazy to me. But
wow.
But it was it did really well. And I think it's still on the best-selling list. And it's a blessing. I appreciate all the people that have reached out and bought it and read it. You know, as an author, you don't make much money off those things, but that's not the reason why I wrote it, you know? And so I would go to Amazon directly and to search for that. You can, it's an Audible format now and all that, but you can also stay up with me at ronmckeefrey.com and follow the things that I have going on there.
Excellent. Because you've got YouTube things going and all that. So yeah. So great. Ron McKeefrey, once again, thanks for joining us for our ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast. Adrian, Michigan, and right down the road is Eastern Michigan. So if somebody wanted to find out a little bit more about your program down there, they can check out your stuff. And CEO Strength Coach, thanks for joining us, Ron.
Appreciate it, Ed. Thanks so much, man.